This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings introduced their new general manager yesterday. Nolan Teasley came to Minnesota after 13 seasons assisting the front office in Seattle.
It was always going to take a special opportunity to leave a special place in Seattle. And as I progressed through this process, it became very clear that the Minnesota Vikings were just that. They were that opportunity. And it's because of a strong leadership in ownership whose reputation is obvious, their commitment to supporting their people, providing the resources needed to compete and ultimately win championships. They have a head coach, the caliber of Kevin O'Connell, who is an elevator. He's a leader of men. He believes in supporting people and building culture.
Teasley, of course, was part of a front office that won the Super Bowl this past season. The Twins got blanked at home by the White Sox yesterday, 8-0. Manager Derek Shelton says the series, though, was a good one.
2 out of 3, I mean, against a team that beat us last week, and we played well in 2 games. Today, we just, you know, we got behind early and couldn't climb out of it.
Shelton says the White Sox indeed did handle them.
They suppressed us today. I mean, you know, we hit some balls hard early that didn't fall and then got behind and really didn't do much.
Chicago's starting and winning pitcher Eric Fetty was the man.
He did a nice job. He went back and forth a little bit. He executed the fastball against his arm side to the inner half of the plate, which I think kept us off balance a little bit.
Meanwhile, twin starter Taj Bradley allowed 4 runs in 4 2/3 innings. He lost for the second time this year. Minnesota will open a 4-game home series tonight against the division rival Kansas City Royals. The AAA Saints have won 4 straight. They got a grand slam from Royce Lewis, who's been red hot, and they beat Indianapolis yesterday in St. Paul, that final 10-2. And the Minnesota Lynx host Golden State tonight at the Target Center, tipping off at 8 o'clock. This is MNN Sports.